I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to speak to the nation Thursday about the re-election of Republican Donald Trump as president. The White House says Biden called Trump Wednesday to congratulate him and invited Trump to visit the White House soon to ensure a smooth transition. Trump handily defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in Tuesday's general election, winning at least 295 of the 538 votes needed to win the Electoral College. He will become just the second U.S. leader to win non-consecutive White House terms after Grover Cleveland did so in the 1890s. Trump lost his re-election bid 4 years ago to Biden. Harris was vying to become the first woman elected to the U.S. presidency and the second black president after Barack Obama. She replaced Biden as the Democratic nominee after Biden dropped out of the race in July. Trump's return to the Oval Office could ensure the U.S. Supreme Court maintains a conservative majority for decades to come. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
Donald Trump had already appointed 3 Supreme Court justices, and in his second term, he could have a chance to name 2 more. That could mean a high court with a Trump-appointed majority that could serve for decades. The 2 eldest justices, Clarence Thomas, who's 76, and Samuel Alito, who's 74, could consider stepping down, knowing that Trump, a Republican, would nominate replacements. Those replacements might be 3 decades younger and could ensure conservative domination of the court through the middle of the century or beyond. If both men were to retire, they probably wouldn't do it at once to minimize disruption. But Thomas has said on more than one occasion that he has no intention of retiring. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Germany's ruling coalition collapsed Wednesday as Chancellor Olaf Scholz fired his finance minister and paved the way for a snap election, triggering political chaos in Europe's largest economy hours after Donald Trump's election. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Scholz is now expected to head a minority government with his Social Democrats and the Greens, the second largest party. The collapse of Scholz's 3-way alliance comes after months of wrangling over budget policy and Germany's economic direction. Scholz said he fired Christian Lindner of the Free Democrats Party for his obstructive behavior on budget disputes. He accused the minister of putting party before country. The government crisis comes at a critical juncture for Germany. It's facing a flatlining economy, aging infrastructure, and an unprepared military. All the while, the government's popularity is sinking, and far-right and far-left forces are surging.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. South Korea's president said he would not rule out sending weapons to Ukrainian forces. President Yoon Suk-yeol said at a news conference Thursday in Seoul that his government will, quote, gradually adjust our support strategy in phases, depending on how much North Korea becomes involved in Russia's war in Ukraine. South Korean and U.S. officials have said North Korea has more than 10,000 troops deployed to Russia's Kursk region. Foreign ministers from the Group of 7, along with South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand, issued a joint statement expressing, quote, grave concerns over DPRK's direct support for Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. DPRK is the abbreviation for North Korea's formal name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Cuba's national electrical grid collapsed on Wednesday as Hurricane Rafael slammed into the island's southwest shore, packing sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour and wreaking havoc on the already crisis-stricken country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The state-run grid operator blamed high winds for knocking out power to the entire population of 10 million people, the second such incident in less than a month. The U.S. National Hurricane Center warned of a life-threatening storm surge, damaging hurricane-force winds, and flash flooding across much of western Cuba. The capital of 2 million people is especially vulnerable, with its densely packed homes and poor infrastructure. Schools, public transport, and flights were suspended until further notice. Farm provinces producing Cuba's prized tobacco for hand-rolled cigars are expected to take a near-direct hit from the hurricane.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.